How can you get good microphone audio on Echolink, Skype, or other computer applications? From the Mid-South studio of the Radio Amateur Information Network, I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR, with the Rain Report for November 17th. In the second excerpt from our Skype conversation with Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Bob Heil, K9EID, he was talking about the importance of parametric equalization in the mic audio chain in your computer. Here's our third and final excerpt from Hap Holly, KC9RP's hour-long conversation with Bob covering the facts about microphones.
Neolisa's Multimix 8 has all of that for $100. So you want to make sure you have USB out, and you want to make sure you have parametric EQ on at least one of the mic channels. Here we are in the mid-range, and it's just like dialing up your radio. I'm going to take it down to 120 cycles. Now we're dealing just with the mid-range. There's 120, here's 150, here's 800, 900, 1K, 2K, 2.5K, and it sweeps. I'm going to go from 4K back down to 120 as I listen to what happens. You'll hear it sweep. Here we go again. And it's taking all of those frequencies in a dial, just like your radio. And you want to leave it around 2 to 2.5K. You can hear the magic spot. There I am. I had a guy call me today. He's got a nasally sound in his own voice. I said, you want a parametric equalizer, and you want to take 800 cycles out of it. Because what you are listening to right now, I've punched up 800, and that's a real nasally sound. He wants to take that out so we can go in here and notch it out, and it's gone. So the parametric equalizer is really cool. But normally it's going to sit around 2 to 2.5K. Put your bass where you want it. How sweet. All of our hosts on Ham Nation, everybody at Leo's Network, we use Elisa's Multimix 8 because of this reason. And we can dial up we want, but we don't monkey with that much. Once you dial up your voice, you leave it. But it has USB out. And that is the answer to putting any kind of audio into a computer. And, well, think about it. That's what you're listening to here. We hooked up on Skype, and if I didn't have that, I'd have to go back to their other microphone. Let me see what that does. That'd be interesting. Let me dial it up. Let's go over here. I'm going to dial up their onboard microphone, which is a silly little Electra. But here's what you get. When you buy it, this is it. There's a built-in microphone. But my God, the whole room's echoing, and there again, it's the same conditions as we heard with the condenser a while ago. You don't want to do that. I hear a lot of YouTube things, and it just drives me nuts because they're using this condenser microphone is in the computer. Well, the meter's moving. We got to get this back. I'm gonna turn this off. It drives me crazy.
Quite a difference, right, Hap?
Annoyingly so.
Yes. And you hear guys like that.
Well, Joe said I sound fine.
I get that all the time, and I've been talking to him for 12 years. Well, yeah, but come on, listen. What did I tell you in the beginning? Listening is an art of really dissecting what you hear. Hearing, everybody hears. I don't care. But you have to listen, and then you really have something going on, that's for sure. But there's just so many things about audio that people, I think they just plain misunderstand. And there's a lot of guys spinning the wrong stuff. So that's the other thing, is they're not hearing the right thing. One other thing we didn't talk about were handy-talkie headphones. Headphones in general, it's just amazing. No one has a decent headphone microphone for a handy talkie. They're all junk. They're Chinese garbage, and I'm not afraid to tell you that because you know it. Everybody knows it, but we have to take what we get. Not anymore. this is a marvelous little piece. It's lightweight, but man, it's great, and it sounds good. And got them for the Kenwood and the Yaesu and the ICOMs and all that. Really proud of it, called the HTH Heil headset. It really does the job. We're really happy with that. It's got an inline push-to-talk switch. Clip it on your waist or belt or whatever. And plug her in and really hear nice things, and the microphone sounds so good. So I'm happy with that. And the headphones in general. You see a lot of headphones today, but you don't see headphones like our Pro 7. Oh my gosh, the Pro 7 is just an amazing thing. There's a couple of companies that's trying to copy, but these people don't know anything about audio. What gives them the right to go to China? In that case, they go to Korea and have their name put on it and pass it on that they're some kind of genius and charge $600 for it. What? But guys buy the hype.
We're in the home stretch of our time with Bob Heil, K9EID, the only microphone manufacturer in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. We'll conclude this third and final excerpt with Bob Heil, K9EID, the man behind Heil Sound, in a moment. This is The Rain Report. I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR.
You're listening to The Rain Report from www.therainreport.com.
The Pro 7 is amazing. It's 26 dB of noise cancellation, passive. That's number one. It has an incredible speaker system. I tuned the speaker cavities just like I did the big speakers, just like Paul Klipsch taught me years ago. We tune the cavity and the speaker together. You can even use it with your earbuds if you have a hearing loss and you have a hearing aid. Because you know, most you can't do that. You put a headset on, it's going to feedback and you're in trouble. Not the Pro 7. It's great. And it has interchangeable microphones. It's very comfortable. Most all of the big shows this year have been like Navassa and Spratly, Baker. All those had Heil Pro 7s with them, and we're very proud of that. But they have to have quality when they go out and do these de-expeditions, and we've been the leader in that de-expedition thing for 35 years. But if you haven't seen or heard of a Pro 7, go to your dealer and take a listen. You'll take it home with you. Because they're only like $260. That's the other thing. They're half the cost of some of these other clowns. So we're very excited about that.
I have friends who ride motorcycles. Of course, they're wearing the helmets, as they should. But they want to have some kind of a headset with Bluetooth that they could use on their HTs.
That's a toughie. And it is a toughie because Bluetooth especially. I hate Bluetooth. I hate the name. I hate the technology. And when you marry it with a condition like that, you really got yourself a problem. What's the problem? The problem is that it's like a condenser. It has a lot of gain. But the Bluetooth itself, you think about this a minute. They have what I call a lot of bubbly. Everything underneath is a bubble, 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 bubble. It's not analog. It's not clean. You marry that with wind noise. Oh, buddy, you got yourself a real problem. I know what they're going to tell me. Yeah, but I want to be able to talk to my buddies. We might be coming up with something. I have it on the old bench, and it could be something very cool. I'm building a wireless system that could be used on headsets first, microphone second. However, it's analog RF. There ain't no digi-widgies and no bubbly-bubblies. I'm very, very happy. I think it's going to work. We're about ready to take it out to beta test, but it works in my lab and on my station down in the Ozarks where my lab is. It's wonderful. But Bluetooth is not the answer. I know what they're going to tell you. Yeah, but there isn't anything else. That's right. But you got to live with it. But I think you'll agree with me about this, what I'm talking about. It's all bubbly, bubbly. And that's a real bear. Oh, man. It's a bear. So those are things that we have to just think about.
do what you have to do to make it work.
And that's it for our time with Bob Heil, K9EID, who has sold well over 100,000 Heil Sound microphones during his illustrious audio career. If you open up your modern-day ham transceiver, chances are you'll find his handiwork in the audio section and his HC3 or HC4 elements in the microphone plugged into your bass or mobile transceiver. Mega thanks to Bob for his time and expertise. All three parts of Hap's conversation with Bob will be posted permanently on the RAIN archive page on therainreport.com. As with all RAIN reports, these three may be transmitted in their entirety on amateur radio. You can catch Bob Wednesday evenings around 8:30 Central Standard Time on his Ham Nation show on WTWW from Lebanon, Tennessee on 5085 kHz. You likewise can catch the RAIN Report Saturday around 7:30 Central Standard Time following Newsline at 7 on WTWW 5085 kHz. This hamcast updates Saturday morning on therainreport.com. Parenthetically, if you can't tune in WTWW, you can catch them on WTWW.com and WTWW via Alexa on your smart speaker. Now for RAIN's founder and executive producer, Hap Holly, KC9RP, I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR, bidding you very 73 from all of us here at the RAIN Report. Happy Thanksgiving and keep on hamming!